Wow. Just think upon that now. This is the good God who chases after us. The Almighty God who cares about us. He wants to reach out to you today. I really felt that today He wants to touch your hearts. He wants to commune with you. So while your eyes are closed, just ponder on Him. You know, that description might make Him seem so far and so amazing He's unreachable, but actually what I'm saying here is He is amazing and He's almighty and He's in just powerful and everywhere at the same time, and yet He wants to touch your heart. He reaches down to earth. He came as a baby. He came as a baby just to connect with us. He's so good that He chose us despite knowing that the majority of creation would reject, mock, hate Him. Yet He still chose to be tortured, spit on, betrayed, murdered, just because of the slight chance that you might love Him back. So just while your eyes are closed, I want you to just quietly ask Him, what do you want to say to me today about how good you are to me personally? And just wait on Him. He might give you something. He might speak to you. He might show you a picture. You might just sense His presence. But He wants to show you all today how good He is. And just receive. So, Father, I thank You. I thank You that You love us so much. It's sometimes hard to even fathom how high, deep, wide Your love is for us, how much You really, You care for us, and how good You are. Father, I just ask that You deposit a revelation of Your goodness into each and every heart in this room. I thank You, Father. I thank You, Father. Thank You what You're doing right now. And thank You what You're going to do. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Amen. I'd like to ask if anyone had a test. Yes. Does anyone want to share what God said or did? Feel free.
Does anyone have a receiver? Come up, it's nice to come up. It's good to have to exercise.
Hey, Trevor. the thoughts that came to me were, I have you imprinted in the palms of my hands.
Okay. Thank you. Is anybody else?
I would keep this to myself, but I can tell that I'm to say it. So, He's saying He has created me for His good pleasure.
Wow. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks. This is going to sound really strange, but He showed me, he said, my superhero came in wearing swaddling clothes and a diaper, but he grew up so strong that he took on the sin sickness on a cross. He's stronger than Superman any day of the week.
Is anybody else? I think there's another three people. One from over there.
I just saw a pair of nail-pierced hands come down and pick me up like a baby.
All right. Is anybody else? Yes.
I just want to say just how much we are all loved in this church, and God anointed this church with his power.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Okay. This morning I was to share with Julie and Graham one testimony, because I love a testimony. And that one here now, I don't remember the names. Kate? Gail. And your name? Angie. And I saw you too. And I said, it's interesting, because this morning I shared testimony at breakfast. And sorry if I take a little bit too long, but it's a testimony because I want to release on Gail and Jane. I want to release to you too. I can't remember, 10 years ago, I can't remember. I had to fly to Italy because my dad was very sick. And I arrived in Italy, I asked my best friends. I say, Giuseppe, I need to go to church tomorrow. But not a Catholic church, because my best friend is a Catholic. He said, okay, I found a church, and we went to this church. Now, because we ran late, he rang the pastor there and said, sorry, we ran late. But he said, the pastor said, don't worry about it, we're waiting for you. I said, oh, waiting for us. Now, I not was a Christian yet. Okay, I was a Christian, but... I was a Christian, but no, I was in ministry. I was nothing. I was a Christian. Yeah. Anyway, Mac, I can't remember. That's why we need everybody. We need somebody, a wife. I never give any prophetic word. I never pray for healing. I never do anything. Just it was a sit on my chair with a seat belt, like a lot of people today, in the chair, comfortable with a seat belt on it, and stick it up in the mouth. Okay, there's a lot of people. But at the end of the day, we want to take off the sticky tape and we want to take off the belt. Anyway, we arrived at this church and the pastor was outside the door. He said, welcome. You're preaching today. To me. I never preach in my life. I say, yes, no problem. Why you say no? I walk in this church and I saw all the women on one side, all the men on the other side. I said, all this woman with a nice veil or whatever, and a friend. I said, what I am here? Giuseppe, what am I? But I don't say nothing. Now, I have no idea. I walk in this church, and I said, what I'm going to do today? And God said, give your testimony. And I started to give my testimony. Now, this church, it was a brethren church, where, you know, some of people, you know, they're very straight. Now, me, I have no idea. The Lord alights me to a lady. And I have no idea about this lady. I come from Australia. I'm going to Italy in different town. And I got this lady. And the word I received, the Lord want to heal you. Now, first time. I never do anything. I went to this lady and I put my hands. Can you imagine this church? You put hands on some woman. I put my hands on that woman, and I said, the Lord want to heal you. I put the hands on the shoulder first. But after, the Lord showed me to put a hand on the hip. Now, can you imagine that? In that type of church. And I put hands on the hip, and I start to pray. And that lady, she's in Italian. Oh, fa caldo, brucia, brucia. It's hot. It's hot. I feel hot. It's the Holy Spirit. But we use that word. Anyway, cut short, I start to pray. And after I call this pastor and his wife, I say, please come in. I need your help. Near them, they felt, because they don't do that. They never touch. They never pray in healing. They come forward and they start. I say, no, put hands on their lady. I make sure that people touch, because that's what I believe. We need to have hands. Anyway, we pray and we pray. I say, okay. I said, Nea, stand up a little bit. And when I said that, everybody started to say. I said, stand up and start walking a little bit. And she started to move foot, one foot, two foot. I said, the Lord wants to, we need a, the Lord wants to give 100% because as a good daddy, he always give 100% and not give 40 or 50 or 60 or 70%. Continue to pray. I asked this tube to pray, the pastor and his wife. After, I said, okay, let's walk in there. We walk, let's say, from the corner there, I bring here in the front. And she started to walk in and pray. When she came in the front, I start pray because I believe always is a 990 when you pray. Anyway, we pray. And after, I said to this lady, now I'll take you back. And that moment, she started to walk by herself. Everybody started, the atmosphere was a change in this church. Everybody started screaming, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. All beautiful was in it, but I have no idea what happened. That lady, she walked by herself. She went to the chair. I saw family cry, people cry. It's totally different atmosphere. That was all new for me. I never did this before in my life. But I remember I said to Paul, what happened? He said to me, what happened? Hallelujah. He went outside. Let's say he went outside and the back was the coffee machine. He picked up a wheelchair. Or little trolley like that. He walking. He said, this lady, she never worked for the last 25 years. We never saw this lady working for 25 years. I have no idea. I know I am a person of healing people. I don't know, but God did. And I want to release that testimony to you two right now and other people online and people you know that need a miracle. Because I believe, as God has done before, he still do today and he will do tomorrow. And in Jesus' name, Father God, I release my testimony to my two sisters, Father. Father, you know the condition. You know everything, Father. Father, thank you, Lord. I pray for supernatural healing. Supernatural healing right now in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the power of the testimony. It's already healed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just felt to say that one today. Let's touch back a little bit next gen where we have last weekend, 2 weeks ago. We have a room like that, 45 to 50 people. That is a beautiful story because we need to understand God is good and God speaking all the time. Not just today, not yesterday, all the time. It was my turn coming up and start the ministry. Now, in this conference, there was Mel, I call her Melody, I don't know why. Mel, she said there was people from every three or four different church. And the Lord alights me somebody. I say, you stand up. You stand up. And you stand up. I have no idea. And I say, the Lord want to restore. The Lord want to restore you guys. It's time to forgiveness. And it's time. I can't remember another word I use. Anyway. And these three. Forgiven. And these three guys are starting each other there. I'm forgiving you for what I did. I forgive you for that. Now, the Lord gave me another word. That's not my word because I'm Italian and I'm very proud. And my English is not 100%. The word I received, it was, God want reunite the family blood. God won't reunite the family blood. When I said that word, one of these guys, he said, we are brothers. We are brothers. Now, this brother, and probably when I finish the story, a lot of people here, they know this family. These are brothers. And the time they say, we are brother, totally changed again. They start to cry, forgive me what I did to you, what you done. Stuff beautiful. Melanie, you remember? Was so touchful. Anyway, after I felt on the spirit, there is another brother here from you guys. When I finished that word, somebody coming through the door. And straight away they said, go in the middle. And it was another four brothers. The time of reconciliation, forgiveness, the blood, family blood reunited. There was a moment, one of my moments I'm in ministry, I never forget. It was so beautiful, so touchable. And after I called all the father, I said, all the father, stand up and pray and bless this family, these four kids. One of these kids, boys, he gave the life 3 months. It was because he walked away. And now these four kids, four brothers, they're back together. They have forgiven each other. Now, there was one testimony. And this family, you know, they've been living here before, and they're moving to Canberra. The Rose. 10 kids. They had 10 children. The Roses. I don't know. Anyway. Come here next to me. I can't hear you.
I'm just feeling like that's there's such a thing on that, and I feel like that word, we've been hearing it a lot lately, that God wants to restore the hearts of the you know, the parents to the children.
That's right, yes.
So I feel to,
I'm not finished because 2 weeks before we went to ministry in Dubbo. That's where I connect and now go to start. We went in Dubbo and we have a Saturday night, like a session normally we have here when we come in. And the Friday night, the Lord gave me 2 words. The Father God, and still a word for you today as well and for you online. The word was, God is called back his children to their own family. God is called back the children has walking away from mom and dad for 10 years, 15 years. God is calling back. That's what I receive. The second word I receive, it's come up in there. I can't remember which one was that one. Anyway, that was on Friday night, on Saturday night. On Sunday morning, at Dubbo, at the service, one lady, she come up and she say, I receive a text message from my son. After 10 years, he never speak to me. I don't see him. He said, Mom, I'm coming for lunch today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's somebody here as well. We know. Unfortunately, sometimes our children walk away for no reason. Our daughter walk away. They think they want to have something different. You know, has this mother is enjoy with his son come back for lunch after 10 years? It's time for reconnection. It's time to have our children back home. It's time we need to say, no more is enough. We won't have our children back. And that will happen. That's what the world is right now. God is bringing back the lost daughters and the lost child. This is the word I have for you. And I know there is somebody that have similar situation. And when you say, how did night? I haven't done nothing to my daughter or my son. They're walking away or misunderstood that word. The enemy, that word, it took around and make away. But God is bringing back his dictionary, love, family, and united. That is coming back. Now, if somebody here have a daughter or son has been walking away from you for any reason, I don't need to know, but God didn't know already. You need to stand next to me. Come on. Don't stay there. Julie, give me your other microphone.
Why don't if you stand up and we can come around and pray for you? Yeah, you're going to say that anyway. So.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, if somebody have the son or daughter has been walk away and you don't see for many years, stand up because I know that's time. That's time to release a power testimony. And I want to say also, you have done nothing wrong. You have said nothing wrong to your children. You have said nothing wrong. You only show love, but the enemy has changed that love. He's changed that love. And also, as well, for you on Zoom, if something for you, stand up or wave a hand, just in case, if I don't see. But you have done nothing wrong. Don't believe the liars. Don't believe that the liars. Today is the day. That's the word I have this morning when we pray. I said, today is the day. Today is the day of cut off that liars. And God can bring back your children. God bring back your daughter. God bring back your daughter. Is it a daughter? Yeah. God is bringing back your daughter. I felt it was a daughter. Okay? And in Jesus' name, your daughter, she coming back to you. You don't need to do anything different. All you need to have the arms open and straight. Because that's what you had to do, like the parable, the lost son. Yes, and that's what you're doing, prodigal son. Yeah. Sometimes I translate in Italian, English in my head, I go every way. But that's, you know, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good word. Just that. I just wanted to say, yeah, I think the Lord wants the parents, whether it's the mother or the father, to be the father, to be that. Just posture yourself as he would, because that's what our Father God does for us. So, yeah, I feel that's a real call from God. Just get your hearts ready and postured, just like him, with the coat, the ring, whatever it takes, whatever it is, whatever God shows you. But that's the posture to receive them. Yeah.
And there is, I remember one thing. I did nothing wrong. Believe that. Don't let the enemy put a negative thought in your head. Can you say, I did nothing wrong?
I did nothing wrong.
Again, I can't hear it.
I did nothing wrong.
Again.
I did nothing wrong.
I can't hear it.
I did nothing wrong.
Man, that's why. That's me when we need to take off from inside. Sister Mia, you also, you say, you do nothing wrong.
I can't say that.
That's okay. God is the only one he can judge. God is the only one in charge, but God will bring back to you. Okay? God is bringing back to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for stand up. Because he knows everything about you. Yes. And I pray, I will continue to pray until the day Julie rang me and said, Cosimo has been reunited in your family.
Yes.
But in God is the only one who can judge you. No one can judge you. And no one has said you've done something wrong unless God said to you. I want you to believe that you've done nothing wrong unless God is speaking to you. We are no person to judge anyone. I can't judge anybody. And you're going to judge yourself. Let God speak it to your heart. Let God say, reveal it to you. And God is going to bring you back. Is a son? Daughter. God bring back the daughter. Don't put a red flag up. God wants to see the victory. And that's what I'm talking about. You have this purple color. The purple color on you is a beautiful color. It's the color of the kingdom. It's a color of princess. It's color of... that's what you are. You are a princess. And now, Father God, I pray that your daughter, she's coming back. And they will be reunited. Family reunited, the blood of family reconnected. In Jesus' name. Amen. I come back over there. I don't want you to be too tired to stand up there. Again, as I say, I don't say, when I say you do nothing wrong, I want you to believe, because remember one thing. God is the only one who will be judge you. There's no one here. For everybody here, no one here we can judge you. No one. I can't. But all I can say, God love you. And you are a good mother. You always has been a great mother. And whatever happened has been an enemy. The enemy change the world. The enemy change the paper. The enemy make things different ahead. And the Lord is giving back to you. It's all about the family. And we are a family here. And God give it back to you. Believe that God is giving back to you. Because it's the best Mother's Day present. That's okay. We call that world down in Jesus' name.
That. So we just call down those walls and we just ask Holy Spirit to just go. We ask you, Father, to send your angels to surround her, to minister, to minister to her in truth, and let the shackles fall from her eyes so that she can see those that truth that you want to show her. Yes, Father, only you draw us to repentance, only you draw us to yourself. So we ask that you, your goodness will draw her back. Back to you and back to her family, back to her mum. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Your Lord will be touched. Amen.
I've been embroiled in my granddaughter being estranged from her parents.
It's okay. It's time to reunite. God is going to reunite it. I know you are a wonderful, you are a prayer warrior. You are so strong in your prayer. You've been praying a lot. And God has heard your praise. God has heard your praise. Yes. And God is going to bring back your granddaughter. The world fall down. Because enough is enough. Can you say enough is enough?
Enough is enough.
I can't hear it. You know me, I'm
enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. And we say enough is enough because it's time. It's time.
She's being influenced.
Yes, because the enemy influence. You know, when we listen, sometimes we listen beautiful song, worship song. What happened? We feel full. We feel dancing. But there is some negative song. They put a negative thought influencing. We, in Jesus' name, we clear this air. God is bigger. She's so beautiful. You know what? Thank you, Jesus, for you. I can see something on you really so special. Are you was a school teacher or your teacher before? That's okay. You're still a teacher.
Librarian.
Okay. I see someone in the school around you. And a librarian. Okay. Still a part of the school. You know, you've been touched so many books in your life. Books. Take a book, put on a shelf. Each book represents the children. When you take all that book, you always has blessed this book. And the person has read the book or pick up the book has received something special from your hands, from you. Because you are so genuine. You are very genuine. And I want you to believe that. Yes. Thank you, Papa. Amen. Amen. Oh, okay. Are you together, you two, or separate?
No.
It's just my adopted mum.
Okay. Well. No, that's okay. You stand up for somebody in your family and somebody in your family, yes. But after we reconnect as a family. Because after I want to do something, I love to do some crazy thing. All right. Again, it's time to reconnect. It's time to bring back the son. It's a son for you.
It's a brother for me.
You know, tu aspetta. You wait. Be quiet. Wait. A son. Yeah. The son. Yeah. Again, believe the enemy. They took away your son. Not from you. You did nothing wrong. It was a misunderstood. It was a little conversation you both had. That conversation you had, there was a conversation you have together. That was the moment when the enemy took over. Now, through that conversation, God changed all the world. You know, all the letters. And he started to take off the phrase and rebuilding. You know, when we do the puzzle, we put the Scrabble. I can see God is take off the pick up that conversation and Scrabble together and change in word. And that same conversation will totally be changed and bring back your son. Because that word, they come in together. They come with a love, restoration, with a sorry, and full hope. And I release that new word to you. I know you've been patient. You've been waiting for a long time. I can tell you it's been a long time. But time, for God, time now is now. Today is the day. Today is the day. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. For your brother. You know, I'm one of 12 children in my family. I have a 7 sisters and 4 brothers. My parents didn't have a TV at the time. And there's been sometimes a misunderstood each other. Has been, but my father teach us always talking. Make sure we clear before we go bed.
This is very complicated.
Yeah, you know, no, we don't need the story. No, because...
I got up for my brother. We've been at war now for about 5 years.
Okay.
And I can see the distress and the worry that it gives my mum.
Okay.
And I've sought forgiveness through the faith in God.
Yeah, yeah.
And beforehand, before I became a Christian, I had a lot of resentment and mm-hmm. a lot of anger.
Yeah.
But now the anger is all on his side. Mm-hmm. And I have begged for forgiveness mm-hmm. and... unfortunately, for him, he can't find it in his heart to find forgiveness. He's very angry. He suffers from depression mm-hmm. and things. And I just want to bring him into my heart so I can help him.
Yes. Just we need to always pray. I know Jesus bring back the family. Jesus bring back your brother. Jesus bring back your son, the daughters over there. Jesus bring back everything that's been stolen. You know, many times we pray for stolen generation, you know. It's time he's bring back. And thank you for standing up for also for your mother.
My mum is the most important person in the universe. She's the best mum in universe times infinity.
Okay. Well, no, everybody love our mamas. You know, especially if you talk with Italian people. You know, they're mammoni. You know, I told you that. Anyway, I want to say... thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. Father, thank you to bring back your son and your brother to your family, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You make the way. You make the way. There is nothing possible, Father. You make the way. We sing many times this song. You make the way. You make the way. And Lord Jesus, it's time to bring back your brother. Connect.
And the whole family, yeah. I just want to just thank the Lord for his heart. And I thank him that he's given you, and you just shared that to his heart. The Lord has, actually for everyone in the room, you know the Lord, and he's drawn you close, and he's built you up, and he's got you to where you can actually have the same heart. He wants us to be like Jesus. He wants us to have the Father's heart. And I just thank you for that extra, I pray, a deposit of supernatural love beyond what we can manage ourselves, that same Father's heart that, that received, like I said before, received the prodigal son. So I just continue to pray that God will give you strategies and just words of wisdom, and that your hearts, that he'll posture your hearts and help you in this journey of receiving back home your children. Thank you, Lord God. That's his heart. He wants it more than we do. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. You know, it's all right. There was something, it just I feel like everybody together, we need to stay together in this moment, because we want to see the reconnection. Because again, if we see reconnected there, it's God's victory and it's all our victory. Because we all here together, we all pray for that. You know, this morning, my sister was a prayer. She have a list of prayer for healing, pray for, you know. We need belief in supernatural healing. We need stamp out. Can everybody do like that with a finger? And do this now. Take off your seat belt. All right? Take off this seat belt, because a lot of people come into the church, and you too home as well, on the couch, whatever you have, your coffee, tea, money. Take off your seat belt, because God want to give you freedom to everybody. A lot of people come in the church and they sit on the chair, the same chair, every Sunday, the same chair, they put a seat belt on. Now, it's okay. Don't take me wrong. But God want to see you move. God want to see you growing. God want to see you start to do what He really put in your heart. God put a gift in your heart. Everybody here we're born with a gift. Everybody. And God, if we sit on a chair and we put a seatbelt on and we have a hay bag on the front, we don't do nothing for the kingdom. We do nothing. We all sit there and what happened? Yes. Yeah, oh yeah. We all sit in there and just we've been in, we're just coming bigger and bigger and bigger. But God wants to give. We need to give. You know, I don't want to see a church just a place to come in and sit down. Listen, I was a good preacher. Yeah, we have a good preacher. There was a good cup of coffee. I have a nice chat with John and Jane. You know, and it was so, we need to do. God called us to do. Now, I hear a name in my head. There's a name coming to my head, Chris. Is there any Chris here? Somebody call it Chris. No, Mel, Chris Mel. Okay, there's one there. Okay. Chris, I have a word for you. God told me Chris. I think it's for men, because then we say there's Christine as well. But the Chris, I think it was men. I have that word for you that... okay, I'll try to make sure it's clear. No, if I need to translate, I have my brother there. Peter, no? Peter? Pietro. We go back to your house next week in Vignale. Anyway, Chris. Okay, I see this word, and you're very... you have this beautiful personality. You are that sweet personality that sometimes you be misunderstood because people, you be misunderstood. They don't understand what you are, really. You are a person, you want to make people okay. Always you want to give a people, say, no problem. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Like, you know, everybody, they need something. Let's go to Chris. Yeah, because Chris say yes. Chris will do this. And you're a so genuine person. Okay? You have that gift of so genuine. And the word I have for you today, and Chris is a beautiful name. You know, I love the name Chris, Christ. Name of Christ, Chris, Christ. The word I have that for you also is, this morning I give the word to Joel as well. I said to Joel, the Lord showed me you had to start to say no. With the capital letters for Joel this morning. And as well as for you too. You have to start to say no. Because you have a voice. And it's enough that people take advantage from you. Because you don't say no. And no is so beautiful. In the Bible talk about it is time to say yes and time to say no. And I'm releasing to you that word today. Because you are a great man. You are a good father. You are a funny father. You are really funny. You look very serious. But when you're with your kids, you are totally, totally different man. You are good, good daddy, a good father. And you have that beautiful family connected. You love, you're a good protector. You want to, you protect your family so beautifully. You are very passionate about your family. And that is a beautiful honor on you, brother. You're really, you have something so special. And the best is yet to come for you, Chris. The best is yet to come.
I just want to add, I feel like the father wants, you're a good father, he wants you to be a son. So I think part of this saying no goes hand in hand with just journeying with the father as a son and letting him love on you and receive like a child. I think that's a really significant part of this, what he wants to walk you into in this next season. Does that make sense? Yeah, good. Bless you with that.
Yeah, Joel, my wife, I have a word for you as well. Ah, are you? Ah, okay. Come here, Joel. He's my brother. Everybody's my brothers and sisters.
I feel like what Kazi's speaking about is something that's been on my heart for a long time. 7 years, to be pretty accurate. About 7 years ago, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was praying, why are there so many divisions, and why do people have to, you know, be separated, and why is there all these, you know, why does everybody have to be divided, basically? And this voice came to me, and it was obviously not my voice, and it said, John 17:21, and that's a scripture that I will never forget, and it's just so on my heart, that scripture, and it's has so much to do, I believe, with what Kazi is preaching today. And what it says it's Jesus' high priestly prayer. And he says in there, not only am I praying for these disciples with me here today, I pray for all who will believe in me. I pray that they will all be one as you and I are one, Father. Mm-hmm. You are in me and I am in you, so that they will be in us. And I just believe that that there's just the enemy is just dividing way yes. too much. He's trying. That's one of the best tools that he has. He tries to divide people, but he can't have that anymore. He can't have that anymore. He's defeated. Jesus defeated him. Jesus defeated him on the cross with the blood. And we just wanna thank you, Jesus, for defeating that division that the enemy is trying to bring. And we just want to just give all praise, glory, and honor to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for bringing all into unity and oneness. Amen. Yes,
amen. Thank you, Joel. Thank you. See, this is beautiful. When we take off a seatbelt from the church, and we are free, walking freedom, and that is beautiful. That is something really I love. Thank you, brother. Now, some of you think sometimes I have a two head. I have a two head on my shoulder. Two head. Testy. It's not Tasmania. Somebody. Now I'm going to, you know, I'm going what I'm trying to say. Some of us, we carry two head. We carry three head. Because we want to be accepted. We have another head because more busy I am, less think. I think about myself, what I'm doing. And I put all this extra head in my head. Head. Cappello. And we put all this head because we feel comfortable. We feel safety. We feel important. We feel I am no one that can touch me because I have this hat. I have this hat. But God, our beautiful Father, He says, "Son and daughter, I created you with one head. I created you with one head. In your head, you only carry one head. The other head you put on, they are no good. They push you down, down, and down because they're heavy. We don't need put extra head in our body, in our head. If somebody here, for some reason, carry extra head in the head because you need to be accepted, because I know I'm good enough, and if I do this, they give me value to be that. Or, you know, there's sometime in the past, I did the same thing. Because I was saying, more head I have, more I am on the front line, more being seen from people, stuff like that. But God won't take off this head, and he wants to place you with the special head. He wants to put in your head the special crown. He want to give you back the beautiful crown. He want to take off all this hat. If you stand up, it's time to take off this hat. If you stand up, it's time to believe in yourself. You don't need to do anything that make you comfortable. If you put this protection to be, you know, stand up, because God won't take off your head, and God won't place a crown with the peace. The peace of you need. There's no more. I don't need to put any more extra things in my life. And God is going to replace you with a beautiful crown. You know, we see that cross. A little circle represents the crown. And that crown is so beautiful. Because he died for me, that for you, that for you, that for you, and for everybody. And we have to receive that crown. Because we can't do by self anymore. Enough is enough. Okay, I'll just have come and pray for you four around here. If you agree, always also put hands and pray from wherever you are. Because so important, we need to pray. Thank you, Jesus, Father God. Lord, I'll just pray for my sister here, Father. Thank you we can take off this hat, Father. Thank you we can take off all that, Father. But, Father, I'll just pray and replace with the proper hat, the crown you give, Father. Father, it's time to carry the crown of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Wherever she was carried before, Father, it was not comfortable. In Jesus' name now, we take it off. We clean up. We send it back where they come from. And Father, just replace with the crown. In Jesus, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. Fill her up. Fill her up with the joy. Fill her up, Lord. Fill her up. The crown in your beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh. We take it off this hat. We take off this hat. No more hat. God has created you so pure, so natural. We don't need to carry any more this hat. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear on you. It's time. No more fear. It's time for you now. No more fear. We don't need to do anything anymore to be accepted. You are so special. God created you so special. You need to have a back. You're confidential. The enemy has stolen from you. They took away something from you, the enemy. The word that received right now, it also is a peace. Peace. Yes, Father. Father, again, we say enough is enough. Father, we take off all this hat. And Father, we replace with the crown. Your crown, Lord. Yes, Lord. Replace. Yes, Lord. No more fear. No fear. No fear. Freedom. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is straight on you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, sister. You know, I saw something on you. Lately, you ask so many questions. Why this? Why that? Why this happen? Why? Why? The Lord say, Dora, I hear your prayer. Trust in me. Trust in me. It's everything is back to you, normal. This morning I'll talk about the family reconnected. And I know you know stand up, but in the spirit I'm filled, the word also was for you too. Because God wants to see reconnected. God wants to see the peace, the love, and the joy. Enough is enough.
Can you say enough is enough?
Enough is enough.
I can't hear it.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Yeah. Enough is enough. Okay.
I just have a scripture for you. So just put this in your heart, Michelle. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved.
Amen. And you say, receive.
I receive.
I can't hear it.
Receive that.
Again.
I receive it.
You know when I make people say, because I can't hear you, because they have to come in from here, out. They'd come in. I'll go straight to you because I don't want you to stand too tight. Today is a good day.
Yeah.
Today is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put some extra hat in your head. But today the Lord replaced with a beautiful crown. Because you are princess. You are a princess. You are his ballerina. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are his ballerina. You are the ballerina. I don't know why I said that, but you know, God gave me a word and I say,
praise God.
Because you are his ballerina. You are a worshiper. You love dancing for him. You have the heart of dancing. You are a ballerina. Don't look at that.
Hmm.
I'm looking inside what God has given to you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, Father. Father, we in the name of Jesus, we take off this hat. We send it back because they don't belong to my sister, Father. Father, we replace this crown right now. Father, the crown of Jesus, that you are free because God has created you perfect. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my sister. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, oh, the Lord is my shepherd. And you are. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. You are prayer warriors. You are prayer warriors. You are so pray. You never stop and pray thanks him. I have this sign on your hand. You always say, thank you, Lord, or something. You always pray to him, always. You carry that to pray. And people be touched by you when you pray for people.
Praise God.
You carry some strong, power. You are a powerful woman. You are. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You are so special. Jesus, love you so much. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are so sweet.
Thank you.
You carry so sweet, the best honey. The best honey, the first one, the thick one, when you put it in your mouth and stick it there. That's what you call it, the sweetness. Bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Bless you. Amen. Oh, amen. Hello, my sister. You know, you put that hat for a reason. Because you say, I'm going to put this hat because... to put this hat, I can have back something. It was for that time, the decision was not the right decision. But that hat has taken away something special. And now, time is today to take off this hat. Actually, I want you to do with your hands after, take off this hat and put away. Yeah, take off again. Because I see more than one at there. Take it off in Jesus' name. Freedom, freedom.
Freedom to be fully you and accept it just as you are, just where you're at. Yeah, just declare that over you.
Yeah. And I replace on you as well, again, a prophetic hat, this crown of Jesus. The holy crown, the holy hat that will be in your head is his glory. And thank you, Papa God. We release right now the crown to our sister in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Again, I can see there's something. Enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Again.
Enough is enough.
Again.
Enough is enough.
Whoa.
Enough is enough!
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Freedom. That is... They understand when we speaking like that, how out of coming. How you feel. You feel liberation. You feel freedom.
Yes.
I can see. You don't need to say yes. I can see. All right. Where we are? Over there and there. Okay. Oh, la la. Joel.
I'm not standing just for myself. I'm standing for my beautiful family here.
Yes.
I want everyone to join in prayer with my daughters and my beautiful wife.
Yes.
And I want us just to all say, enough is enough.
Amen.
Enough is enough.
Amen.
Come on. Stand
up. Enough is enough. Stand up, beautiful children.
Stand up. Come on.
What's your name today?
Kalani.
Kalani. And your name today?
Indy.
Indy. Wow. What a few name.
And this is Joe.
Joe. Oh, mamma mia. Che bello. Okay, let's pray.
Thank you.
Let's have a family. Can you give a hand to your sister? Yes. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Father. Enough is enough. Father, we just pray, Father, protect this family. Protect this family, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We say enough is enough, Father. We know the enemy love attack family. The enemy love destroy marriage. But we say no.
Yes.
Because there's a blood of Jesus in this family. Father, I just pray for finance. I feel a prayer for finance in this family.
Yes, that's right.
Father, I feel a prayer for finance. Yes, Lord. Father, I just pray they will be turned over. Father, there will be check on the mail for this family. There will be some finance revealed, Father. Some blessing, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, they are a beautiful family, Father. They give everything to you, Father. Father, it's time to... It's time, Father, to receive what your promise has done for this family. I'll pray for your finance.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I protect these beautiful daughters, Father. Protect them from school. Whatever they're doing, Father, they be the lights. You the lights.
Yes.
Your friends in your classroom, when you see you too, they say, what did they have this girl special? You have a Jesus in your life.
That's
and
right.
This is your protector, whatever you do in the school. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Mamma Mia. Oh, bless you. Okay, we have a brother here. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy. And your dog?
Rocky.
You know, Rocky and Andy. Oh, Andy. Your heart is so soft. You have a turned back so beautifully. There's still some luggage that they need to cut off. There's still some luggage you carry because you don't know why yet. And you want to cut this luggage. You want to give away. But for some reason, there's some attachment. And this luggage, they're heavy for you. But God wants to give you freedom. We talk about the freedom today. We talk about the family reunited today. We talk about the blood of family reunited. And I know, I can feel, today is a day for you. You know, you carry something inside where, like everybody, we say today, enough is enough. And for you, is enough. Oh, the Lord wants you, the Lord wants you to bring, they want to give back to you the guitar. The Lord wanted you bring back the music. I'm not sure if you're a musician. I don't know. Don't tell me. I don't need to know. But the Lord wanted to bring back the music on you. The Lord say, I give you a guitar. He give this guitar. And he want to give it back because he need you to worship him with the guitar he given to you. He's giving back into you. Because the enemy has stolen from you. The enemy stole it so big from you. But God say, I can see you, the love you have for that guitar. I can see what you really has you missing. And you be. But you know what? God is bringing back to you. And God, I feel it so strongly to say to you, next week, I will give it to Julie and Graham a bass guitar. And I will give it to you. I'm giving that to you. The Lord told me to give it to you. And I have a bass guitar. I never use it because I play harmonica. But God, he gave it to you. Because God, somebody has stolen from you. And God is giving back to you. And God is giving. Father, thank you for my brother here. Thank you for Andy.
Yeah, I feel like there's an exchange that's going to happen. I felt like when you were saying whatever that you're carrying, that extra, I don't know what it is, baggage or maybe just something. We don't know what it is, but I just saw you handing something to God and him handing something back to you. So I just feel like there's going to be a mighty exchange. Yeah, thank you. And the guitar could be what he's receiving. Yeah, amen.
Can I ask, are you play guitar before or you, I don't know.
I got one 2 weeks ago.
Wow. There we go. And God to give you a bass now. And now I'm going to give the bass. There we go. My God is so good. Hallelujah.
The olive tree brand. It's an olive tree brand.
They all in all are Monica. But anyway, thank you, Andy. This is a beautiful couple here. These two couple here, they carry a beautiful crown. They don't carry a hat. On you two, I saw you carry a crown. And I want to bless this crown I can see on you too. Because you are a beautiful couple. And really, I can see the joy of the Lord is on you too. You carry so beautiful this crown. And it's so shiny, so beautiful. People can see from far away. They say, oh, wow, what do they carry these people? What do they have? I want to have what you carry. I want to have what you have. And we say, we have the crown of the Lord. And the crown of the Lord has a stick in your head so beautifully. And sometimes has been wind, has been tempesta, was it? Tempesta. Peter, how you say tempesta? I forgot the word. And the bad weather, the bad wind, and you have the crown, and somebody will try to push you down. There we go. Somebody tried to knock you down. Somebody tried to say to you, you are no good or enough, or you are not this, or start to put a negative thought or speaking negative against you too, but more on you. I can see more on you, but you have a stuck in the ground because you have a foundation. You have a strong foundation in the ground with your foot here. That is what Peter, you know, Peter the rocks, that's why you are. You are very strong in your word, and no one knock down that crown you carry. You too. You're a great servant. You're great whatever you do. But the Lord wants to say, it's time for new things. There is something new in you too. I have no idea what it is, but the only thing I can hear, it's something new to you too. Be ready. It's good, remember. It's good stuff. It's no negative stuff, remember. But it's not another guitar. It's not another guitar. All right, because there's an harmonica over here. Okay, but there's something new on YouTube, and I don't know where it is. I'm not sure if you have...
I just wanted to thank you for your faithfulness. Because you do, you light up the room, and your faithfulness is contagious. So don't underestimate what you've done, what you've been doing, and what God is, how he's actually, it's just like it's spread. I feel like it was contagious. That's the word I'm getting. And I also saw you both on your knees with your arms lifted up, and I was asking the Lord, what is that? And you're worshippers, you love the Lord. But I also saw you. And I don't know, this is me just taking a risk because I'm still learning to prophesy. I saw you holding Julie's arms up. Yeah. So the Lord just wanted, you didn't know, he hasn't missed a thing. He hasn't missed a thing. Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah. Sue and I spoke about that with no one listening. Those very words this morning before Julie had arrived. We spoke about that. Thank you, Sue.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. This, come on. God is so good. Yeah, God is so good. You know, my wife, she started preaching this morning, said, God is good. I come back to you, Pietro. I don't leave you alone. There we go. Okay, where we are? Lord, what will you help me, Father? Ahead. Yes. Now, do you understand about this hat this morning? You put a hat for wrong reason. That's what we carry. You know, you understand the concept. It's time in there to take off. There's four hats in your head. No one, four. And you feel tired because you worry. You feel acceptable. You feel lonely. And I'm good enough. Correct? Yes. Today is the day. Today is the day. Now, Julie, as you're the pastor, I want you to take off the hat from my sister here today. Four hats. Yes, I love you take off this hat one by one.
It's forgiveness. Insecurity. Not good enough. But you are. You are. You have the crown today. And you walk like a princess.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are. You are his beloved. And you are worthy. And you have a good, good father.
Yes.
And you receive that and you walk in that. In who you really are. And you're coming to know bits of who you are, but you're not even going to know yourself for a bit because you've been so many other things for so long. But today is the beginning of working out who you are. And God's going to walk with you every step of the way. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Bless you. Bless you, sister. You know what? God is...
great, wonderful. God is good.
And more. What else? How you describe God? How you can say in your other word? What do you can say?
Love. Just everything.
More. I need more. You know what? Because whatever you say, it's for you.
He's just my papa.
Whatever you say about his goodness, it's you.
Yeah, he's my papa.
It's that verse that as you lay your crown before him and all the hats, mm-hmm. he actually puts a crown on your head, which is what you did. And so all the things you're saying to him, he says over you. That's how good he is.
Because when we declare the goodness of God with our mouth, it's for us.
He gives it to us.
And it really is.
When you finish up.
Yeah.
Well, you prayed for Willie, for her daughter.
Which one is it?
Lady Bear.
Here?
Yes.
Willie. Lily or Willie?
Wilhelmina.
Ah, Wilhelmina. Is it Italian?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you're Italian, it doesn't matter. We all Italian, remember?
Willie, I feel like there's a lump in your throat. Like you've been prayed for this morning, but there's something that's not finished.
Thank you. Yes.
And I believe that you need to forgive yourself.
Yes.
You need to release yourself.
Yes.
Whatever happened, whatever you think you did, you lay that down now. No one is perfect. And as Cosie said, God is the judge. But you choose to forgive whatever it is that you think you've done. And you receive his forgiveness because maybe that's the barrier. Maybe that's the blockage that's stopping the rest of the blessing to flow because there's a lump in your throat. It's blocking something. Yes. And today, right now, you choose to forgive yourself.
Yes.
And you lay that down and you move on and you hold your head high. And this will come to pass. What has been spoken over you today will come to pass. And you receive that now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Papa
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You receive that.
Thank you.
One sec, yeah. We're just going to go because the Holy Spirit's moving.
if anyone does want to leave, that is okay. But we're just going to go a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah,
we did say, I gave a warning, we're going to be here.
Yeah,
so
fine.
You keep going.
Yeah. Your eyes is getting worse. Yep. Okay. Do you have your oil, Julie?
Yes.
Okay. Yoki. Yeah. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, just we pray that our sister, Father, she can see with your eyes right now. Father, she can see with your eyes, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we just pray a supernatural healing. Supernatural healing right now. In Jesus' name, Father. Give back, Father, that beautiful vision you give to him, Father. Give back, Lord Jesus, a supernatural healing right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. I am fed up.
Amen.
We
all agree in Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Peter. I love this man because I'm Italian and he's Italian. And, when I was in Italy, I was thinking, there's no Christian. They're all Catholic. Remember? We went there.
Christian.
Eh?
Some Catholics are
Christian. Yeah, but okay, all right. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt it. And after slowly I started to see some Italian. Oh, I'm a believer. I'm this. I'm that. Oh, wow. And I say, now we'll go back next week to your beautiful town, hometown in Vignale. Now, you've never been there, guys. I would suggest one day go to Peter Town, Vignale.
It's like Tuscany.
It's beautiful. But the word, I have a word for you. You carry a special legacy. You have some strong legacy on you. And you have that legacy you want to pass on. You have something strong you want to pass on. I'm not sure what it is yet, but something so special you want to pass on and bring out some leaders or something so special. And you carry this in your heart for a long time. It's a long time you carry this in you. And you feel, sometimes you feel lonely. Because I say, I don't know what I have to do. I can't do this. I can pass on this. And I feel that the Lord say, son, just give it to me. And I will deal with that.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's good. How do I do that?
Okay, I just pray, Father. Father, whatever it is, whatever Pietro carrying in his heart, Father, it's time that burned as well. We can give it to you. And Father, reveal right now, Father. Reveal to my brother. Speaking to him. It's something so special you want to give to him. I know. There's something special. It's for many years it's been seated there.
Yeah, there's things that I see.
Yeah. Oh.
But sometimes it's hard to look. Prophecy is one of those things that you get one word and you say about 15. But only one of the words is right.
It's what you need to hear at the moment.
That's right.
Correct.
Yeah. The word. What's the word?
And what do we say? Enough?
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Again.
Enough is enough. Yeah. It's
I know you're an Italian. Come
it's
on.
It's influence. Enough is enough.
Enough.
We Amen. Need to influence.
Amen.
Enough yes. is enough.
Thank you, brother. I love you.
That's good.
We can talk after because if you need some family to visit, we are happy to visit for you.
Tempesta means storm.
Okay. Tempesta, yeah, repeat. Now, you are beautiful. You are very quiet. Around you, you have this beautiful circle. I see a circle around you. It's a nice, beautiful circle. And you're the person, you are very good to control your boundary. You are very good with your boundary. You are very good in what... you need to teach my wife how to control the boundary. Okay, but you are very good on that. But I want to say, the Lord in love miss. The miss. He's comfortable with the miss. Sometimes, how much we are to organize this, how much we love to have this, and the Lord is... And the Lord is saying, I want to see mess. I want to see stuff on you. You be free to be make a mess. Okay? I'm not sure if this word is for you, but I release if it is for you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Freedom. Freedom. Thank you, Papa. Amen. Oh. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Enough
is if enough, enough is enough.
Okay. I think I'll speak to you last time if I was here. It was you or no?
I think so. I can't remember.
Okay. You know, Jesus wants you to take off your seatbelt on. Jesus wants you to take off the seatbelt on. And Jesus wants to see your freedom. Jesus wants to see walking in a red carpet he laid down for you. For some reason, you don't want to walk on that red carpet. But the Lord said, Dora, I laid down that for you. Because you are my princess. You are so special for me. You carry joy. And the carpet, the red carpet, I laid it for you because that's special for you. Don't let negative thought come into you. You know why God gave it to you 2 years, one and two? One in, another one go out. Things not belong to you. Things are not coming from God. God is so good. He gave 2 years, in and out. If something good, keep it down and stay here. But the negative thought goes straight away out. And you had to learn to let go. Don't stop it and start make lies in your head. We say enough is enough. No more lies on you. Because you are a princess. Yes, you are. Can you say a little bit more louder? You are. I'm a princess.
I'm a princess.
Amen. I am a princess.
I am a princess.
We all agree.
We all agree here. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay? You are. Are you having just a change of job or change of career?
No, I haven't yet. I wish I wouldn't.
I wish. Okay, I see something is changing on you. Maybe it's a new job or something career on you, in your way. There will be. There will be something on you. I don't know why. The job you're doing, it's a job where, I don't know, I can feel there's something that job what you're doing. It tied to you. Also, no, it's like a, I don't know. I can't want to, I don't want to say that, but feel the Lord is bringing to you a new career. There's something new on you as well. Amen. Yeah.
What I think we might do is we'll have a song, and then I think if people want prayer, would you be okay to pray for them at the front?
We do whatever
okay.
We want.
All right. So let's have a song, and thanks, Mel. And then if you need to go, great. But if you'd like some prayer, you can go forward.
Look, just before we have the song, could I just add something to Peter? Peter, I just want to encourage you and remind you that God hasn't given you a spirit of timidity or fear.